Hello, and welcome to Living Fit with your hosts, James and Karen Roberts, personal trainers, life coaches, and motivational speakers. This program promotes good health through nutrition and physical activity. If you are interested in starting a personal fitness training program, please contact either Karen Roberts at 336-202-2313 or James Roberts at 336-707-7719. You can also contact them at Facebook at livingfit.com.co. Please consult your medical doctor before starting any exercise program or nutritional plan. And now, here's James and Karen.
Hi, and thank you so much for joining me for this week's Fit Tip. Today, I would like to give you ways to make exercise a daily priority. But let's go to Luke 12 and 34. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if we say our bodies are the temple of God, we should be treating them in that manner. So here are seven tips I hope will help you achieve that. Number one, make an appointment to exercise. Put it on your calendar and set your alarm each day to do something, whether it's at home or the gym, until it becomes a habit. Number two, exercise in the morning. There's no better feeling than starting your day having already done something successful. And working out, no matter how long or short, is always a win, and it can set the tone for the rest of your day. Number three, cater to your own likes and dislikes. So if you don't like the elliptical machine or taking group classes or doing the rower, then don't do it. Find something that you like, go for a ride or a walk in the park or even a walk around the gym. But chances are, if it's something you like, then you are more likely to do it. Number four, make it social. Recruit family members or friends. Practice the three W's and go for it. Number five, boost activity throughout the day. There are many things you can do throughout the day to increase your activity levels and boost your step count, meaning how much you walk, such as taking the stairs or parking farther away from your destination and then walking. All of these activities add up. Number six, work out efficiently. Plan your workout ahead of time so you're not aimlessly walking around and wasting time. One of the most common excuses people have is they have no time to work out. So you'll find that having a plan and sticking to it will get you in and out of the gym in no time, and you can go on with the rest of your day or evening. And the last one, my favorite, is set a goal and track your progress and reward yourself. So, for example, I keep a log of my workouts. I try to do a little more than I did maybe the previous week, whether it's get there a few minutes earlier or lift a few pounds heavier or do an extra set. And over time, if I'm successful, I may reward myself with something healthy, usually not food related, but it could be something very simple, such as a t-shirt or, you know, a pair of workout gloves or something like that. But the idea here is to make exercising a priority and part of your daily routine or lifestyle, the same as honoring God by praying and studying the Word. Remember, our bodies are the temple of God, and let's treat them that way. So I hope that this message helps. Please pass it on to your family and friends. And remember to tune in today at 11 a.m. to 100.7 FM to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts. And we will share more health and wellness information with you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you for joining us for Living Fit. Karen, I appreciate you coming each week. Hopefully we're saying something that's going to lead you to good health. We've been talking about brain health and how we need to be conscious of it, because not only is it affecting us as adults and our relationship with God, it's affecting our children. More and more I'm hearing about the anxiety of children and how the increase of children are committing suicides, they're harming themselves, they're harming others. We want to make sure that as believers, we don't have this problem in the body of Christ. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 11 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by the brothers throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." God wants to confirm us. God wants to strengthen us. God wants to establish us mighty under his tutelage. God wants us to be able to fight the devil. And we know that being physically active can improve our brain health and help manage our weight, reduce the risk of diseases, strengthen our bones and muscles, and help us improve our ability to do every activity. As adults who sit less and do less amount of exercise, moderate and vigorous exercise, we're lacking in health, and we're not only us lacking, but it's causing us to be poor examples to others. Hebrews 12:11 says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." We need to be trained by discipline. In order to do that, we need to be examples, too, of discipline. For the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind, and that we have to walk in the Spirit and we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You've probably heard countless times how exercise is good for you, but did you know it can make you feel good too? Not only you, but it begins getting you in the right amount of exercise can help improve your mood. Not only your mood, but it also can improve the mood of our children. Did you know that 55.4% of children and teenagers between the ages of 9 to 17 do not complete the recommended amount of physical activity set by the World Health Organization? Proverbs 29:17 says, "Discipline your son and he will give you rest. He will give delight to your heart." If we do the right things, if we eat the right foods, if we exercise, we'll reap benefits. There are numerous benefits of physical activity for even preschoolers. In fact, there has been studies that coordinated with the Spanish Agency for Food and Nutrition that confirms that 4 out of 10 children from the ages of 6 to 9 years old are overweight, and 64% of children dedicate less than 2 hours to exercise. So they have a sedentary lifestyle. They're watching too much television. They're on computers, their own cell phones. Everywhere you look, you'll see a child with a phone in his hand, with a pad in his hand, with a game in his hand. A healthy lifestyle does not just mean a balanced diet. We also have to clear our minds and be physically active. And it's very important, the importance of regular physical activity. A good sleep routine is critical to working on our mental health and are vital to our children especially. The importance of regular physical activity is something, parents, we need to ensure that we achieve and recommend the right amount of hours for our children to be physically active. Kids between the ages of 5 and 17 years old should participate in at least 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity. And physical activity, more than that, is even a greater benefit to our health. But the very minimum should be 60 minutes. Physical activity is going to help reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases and including the risk of obesity and diabetes that is so present today in our youth. The World Health Organization has recommended a maximum of 2 hours or less of screen time for these children. And I'm telling you, unless they're being something and reading a book or being productive, I think we need to get these computers out of their hands. We need to remove the TVs out of their hands. I know I'm not being nosy right now, but I'm telling you, you're going to reap some benefits when you don't let children sit in their room and watch whatever they want to and decide what they want to do. And I know that we say that we're busy, but all this leads to a lifestyle that is harmful to our children. I'm telling you, regular physical activity is going to help maintain a healthy body, and it's going to improve the development of our muscular strength and our cardiovascular health. It's going to help us be not only good at sports, if we want to play sports, but all physical activity helps benefit our health. And we need to practice physical activity in our families. Not only is exercise good for the growth and the development of our children, it's an excellent way to form a strong family bond and strengthen the connection between you and your child and your family. There is a big relationship between physical activity and our learning. Our children are suffering, and I'm tired of hearing all the negativity around black children not being able to do this. And it's because we're not active, we're not giving our children the right nutrition. We hear a lot about how physical activity is good for our bodies, but what about our brain, our impact on our brains? As it turns out, physical activity has a significant benefit for mental function and for learning. And we want our children to be at the forefront, the believing child, the child that can hear from God. According to the Center for Disease Control, students who are physically active tend to have better grades, school attendance, cognitive performances, memory, and classroom behaviors. And they perform tasks better. Research has shown that exercise may have special benefits for children who have disabilities like ADHD and autism. We cannot go wrong if we keep our children active and quit trying to be their friend. We need to be more conscious of what's going on. I'm tired of all these killings. I'm tired of children being bullied and not having good self-esteem. While the connection between physical activity and learning is useful, it's a useful contact, it's particularly valuable when the fallout from diseases and things like COVID-19 come up. We need to be able to protect our children better, and we need to make sure that they're physically active. Exercise is one of the most fundamental things we can do to keep our children healthy and their brain functioning well and their mental capacity well. And I'd like to give you an overview of just exactly why physical exercise and it can benefit our brain and integrate it in our learning. We need children being able to function properly. Right now, this summer, while your kids are out, don't let them just sit in their rooms and play games and watch TV and not get outside. And it won't hurt them to even get wet every once in a while. Research has shown that exercise helps with our memory. A lot of kids forget even what they learned in the past year. When we exercise, our bodies produce higher levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So we want to make sure that we are keeping our children working and learning and reading, and give them some activity. Take them to swimming pools. Take them to the park. This protein helps with the synapses, genesis, creating new connections between the nerve cells, and also promotes the survival of existing nerve cells. Ultimately, the increase of brain-derived neurotrophic factor contributes to retaining information and forming new memories, both of which are extremely useful for children who are expected to synthesize and remember large quantities of information on a regular basis. We want our children to be healthy. We want us to be healthy. And the way to do that is to be examples. Additionally, there has been scientific studies that show that people who exercise are more likely to have greater cortical mass, including a larger hippocampus, the part of the brain responsible for storing memories. So that large hippocampus is great. It's good for us. Exercise boosts our cognition and our thinking. Moving your body improves the brain function through other means. Exercise boosts blood flow to the brain, thus increasing the supply of oxygen and nutrients to the brain. Researchers have added the activation of neural networks to the brain during exercise are effective in adding kinetic detail and meaning to students' thinking. And this in turn allows students to think an active, multisensory way in learning, which increases concentration and enhances their learning potential. Physical activity stimulates the release of neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. This cannot do anything other than help our children be better. Not only are these known to boost the mood, who doesn't benefit from being in a better mood when trying to learn something new and when communicating with others? There is a belief that plays a role in the things like motivation and focus and attention. The exercising and being physically active is such a benefit. When I was coaching kids, when they first came to practice, I could notice by the middle end of the season, kids had a better grasp on paying attention and learning and wanting to learn. And they do want some discipline. And I don't know why we have such a hard time spending quality time with our children. We need to stay engaged, and we need to stay engaged with learning new things. It's often difficult for people who are experiencing high levels of stress and dealing with mental issues to learn new things. And the reduction is largely thanks to a aforementioned neural chemical produced when we exercise, like dopamine and serotonin, that will help us with this learning process. Exercise also provides a welcome distraction from the stressors or negative emotions, allowing both kids and adults to clear their minds and refocus on what's the most important thing in front of them. Exercise can help with people with learning disabilities and stay engaged at school, and can particularly challenging for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities such as autism disorders or attention deficit disorders. For children with autism, exercise has been shown to reduce stereotypical behaviors, improve social skills, better attention. Children with ADHD have seen notable positive outcomes, and they get more exercise, including improved executive function of the brain, the frontal lobe, and reduce aggressive behavior and social problems. They become socially better. We need to bring exercise back to the schools. Experts have recommended that kids between the ages of 6 and 17 get at least like we said, 60 minutes. Whatever it takes for us to get that throughout the day is important. But less than 25% of children in that age range between 6 and 17 actually meet that target. And we have to do it. If they're not going to do it in the school, parents, we're going to have to do it at home. We're going to have to incorporate some time in our busy schedules where we give small increments of time to spending with our children and decreasing this disruptive behavior and improving academic performance for our kids. Like I said, we want our kids to do well, but we don't want to take the time to put the time in. I just don't get it. Get your kid bikes, you know, ride with your bike. The national movement dedicated to bringing mental and physical benefits. There's a move out there to get kids moving and riding their bikes. You know, when I was a kid, we went everywhere on our bikes. I don't see very many kids out much anymore. It's very detrimental to their health not to be active. Kindergarten PE programs, we need to promote bike safety. Teach your, get out with your kid. Show them how to ride a bike. This is something we can do, like I said, and we need to encourage our children to be outside more. All kids want to ride a bike. We need to have a community of being active, and with the way we're not interacting with our kids, it's going to eventually catch up with us. We need to make every effort we possibly can to enhance and educate and shoot for time spent with kids. Turning off our TVs. There's nothing really good on TV. We need to spend more quality time in front, with, before, after, with our kids. When I was a kid, when we went to church, we went to Sunday school, we sit on the bench with our parents, and our parents gave us information about how we should act. And now people don't have social behaviors down. You know, teachers are struggling. We got less teachers because it's hard. I'm telling you, I was in the school system coaching. It's hard for people to deal with this every day. And they don't pay enough money for people to deal with it. So we want to make sure that we as parents and educators of our children, God requires us to train our children. I know that we keep on saying the school system, the TikTok, Facebook, or whatever all this stuff is, Twitter. We're responsible. God's going to hold us accountable for this. And so you need to make sure that your kid is not so caught up in things that they can't see what's going on around them. I told you before a story of this young man. I was watching the news, a middle schooler who actually saved the whole bus because he didn't have a phone, and he could see that the bus driver was in distress, had a stroke or a heart attack or something, and the kid got up to help because he was available, and he was mentally focused on what was going on around him. Now everybody's got their head down and in these computers, and he was the only one that could see it. And then we have this problem in our aging population. In the aging population, exercise has shown to prevent disease, lower the risk of falls, improve mental health and well-being. I've been talking about Alzheimer's last week. We need social ties. We need to improve our cognition. We need to be active. We need to be involved with other people as we age. If we retire, make sure you get out and do some kind of volunteer work. Studies have shown that maintaining regular physical activity can help prevent many diseases, such as heart disease, and I told you diabetes. Exercise improves your overall immune function. And as we age with all these diseases that are coming up in the world today, we need a strong immune system, especially seniors. because they are often compromised by diseases. And even light exercise, such as walking, can be a powerful tool for preventing disease and the management of disease. We can improve our mental health as we age, as we talked about, and improve those endorphins, the feel-good hormone, which acts as a stress reliever and leaves us feeling happy and satisfied, in addition to exercise, improving our sleep, which is especially important as we get older, from those who are suffering from insomnia and disruptive sleep habits and being overweight. We need to get our weight down. A lot of people tell me that they have sleep apnea. Well, it's because we have these big bellies and we're not active and we're not, you know, we need to learn how to breathe through our nose, to breathe through our mouth, and we're choking ourselves to death. We need to, as we age, we can decrease the risk of falls by being active and strengthening our bodies and being more flexible and improving our balance and coordination and reducing these risks of falls, as we must do as we get older. It's critical that we be engaged with others and be socially active, get in groups and classes, get into gardening. Exercising can be so fun in social events, maintaining strong social ties. I see some people when I'm at the gym, you know, they need interaction. People need interaction. People need people around them. This feeling of loneliness and depression is hard on people as they age, because we're losing people around us. Above all, the key to find a form of exercise you love. And it will never feel like a chore when you start to love what you do. We can improve our cognition, and the benefits of exercise is never one that we should neglect, regardless of what we've been doing in our youth. We need to be active. I had a friend the other day call me. I used to go to school with, and he just told me he retired and he wants to start a exercise and nutrition plan with us. And I'm telling you, the importance of it, he can see for himself. And all of us have to make that decision. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Peter also tells us in 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. We are in a marvelous light. We have light in us. We have hope in us. We have the God in us. We have the Spirit of God in us. We should be a people that are able to live holy and healthy. The Bible tells us that we should be able, as believers, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But we have to, first of all, be healthy ourselves so that we can do the work of the ministry that God has called us all to. I want to thank you so much for listening. Karen, I appreciate you. And we love you enough that we will tell you the truth. Your health is important and you need to consider it every time you sit down to eat, every time you sit down and don't exercise. All the things we need to do are available to us. For James and Karen, we want to say keep living fit, doing the things that matter for your health, and hopefully we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Living Fit. Please consult a physician or a fitness professional before beginning any activity if you are under their care. If you would like to contact James or Karen, you can do so through the website, facebook@livingfit.com.co, or call. Until next time, keep living fit and do what matters. Thank you.